Do you believe in ghosts? Guardian angels? How about redemption? Ailing comedian Mickey Moss faces all three and has to reckon with his past, the present, and the future. Presenting Final Curtain by Marvin Albert.
Nurse! Nurse! I'm in pain! Come on, it hurts! Maria?
Who are you?
Where's Maria?
It's after six. Maria went home. I'm Tyra, the night hospice nurse.
Oh, don't use that word. Hospice. Never say it. Not in front of me. I hate that word.
What would you want me to say?
Well, say you're my guardian angel that will take my pain away. And you better do it soon. It really hurts.
It's too soon. You had a shot an hour ago.
So? It hurts. At this point, I'm not worried about side effects.
They want me to stay on schedule.
And I want you to take this pain away.
I would like to do it, but I have to listen to them. It's the rule.
Rule?
Let me check something. I'll be right back.
Well, come back with some good news. It's rules. Rules. Person in pain, and they have rules. Tell them it hurts. Well, these people, what do they care? They're not the ones in pain. It hurts. No respect. It's like they don't even know who I am. I'm Mickey Moss. What they care. They probably never even heard of me. Especially that little kid like, what's her name? Tyra or something.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I will give you a different medicine that will help.
Oh, wonderful. Let's have it.
Okay, I'll inject this into your IV port. You should feel better soon. Now sit still.
It still hurts.
Give it time. I will stay with you for a few minutes. They told me you were a famous comedian.
Right, but I guess you never heard of me.
Well...
I know. You're too young to remember Ed Sullivan, right?
I heard of him, but...
The Beatles? Elvis Presley?
Oh, I know them.
Moss and McGurk?
No, not really.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you're too young. We were great. Did you ever hear of the Borscht Belt?
No, what is that?
You see, you're just a little baby. You never heard of anything that took place in my time. The Borscht Belt is what we call the hotels in the Catskill Mountains. You know the Catskill Mountains?
Well, no.
Yeah, well, we were famous. Did you ever hear of Burns and Allen, Martin and Lewis, Jackie Mason?
I heard of Martin and Lewis.
Yeah, that's because they were in the movies and you saw the movies, right? But none of the others.
Well, no.
See, Moss and McGurk was a huge act. Nightclubs, television. Do you know any comedy acts?
Sure, Kevin Hart, Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You see, they all talk dirty. Everyone you mention thinks they're funny because they talk dirty. Terrible language. We never did. The worst thing we ever said was fart. And that's because it's a funny word.
What did you talk about?
Oh, well, I told very short jokes, spoke to the audience. Everything was spontaneous. Now, my partner, Donald, he told these really long Irish jokes with every detail you can think of. I would yell out, "Land the plane already!" But he would just go on and on and on. Oh, the audience loved it.
So what happened?
He broke up the act. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. How are you feeling?
What?
Are you comfortable?
I make a living.
What?
It's an old joke. Forget about it.
Well, how do you feel now?
Better. The pain is going away. Thank you, my guardian angel.
Do you want to get back to bed?
No, not right now.
Call me if you need me.
Oh, you better come faster than you did the last time. Oh, God. Just a little kid. She never heard of me. Too young.
Hi, Mickey.
What? Where did you come from? What are you doing here? Get out! You ruined my career. You broke up the act.
Broke up the act?
Yeah, we were doing great, and then you broke up the act.
I didn't break up the act. I died.
Don't you think that broke up the act?
I couldn't help it.
You should have taken better care of yourself.
Mickey, I was hit by a car.
Exactly. Didn't your mother ever tell you to look both ways before you cross the street?
That's very funny. I see you haven't lost your sense of humor.
No wonder I still have a sense of humor after you broke up our act. I haven't had a decent gig since.
Oh, you must have had some work.
Oh, yeah, sure. Commercials and voiceovers, big deal.
I don't want you to be mad at me.
What are you doing here?
I want to be your best friend again.
Well, you look good.
I do?
You look the same. You haven't aged a bit.
Uh-huh. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Nothing makes sense anymore. I'm sick.
I know.
We had such a good routine. You remember?
Sure, I remember. Remember our little dance routine?
Oh, remember? I created it.
Well, I think I helped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Mickey. Let's try it out.
What are you talking about?
Our dance. Let's do it.
You crazy?
It'll do you good. By the way, that's a nice hospital gown.
Shut up and dance.
And I like your diaper.
I told you to shut up and dance.
Okay. Da, 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 da.
Turn right.
Da, 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 da. Turn left. Da, 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 da. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, six.
Sam, what are you doing?
Oh, this is Donald. We were doing our dance routine.
Mr. Mickey, it's the medicine.
What are you talking about?
You're having hallucinations.
No. He's here. I see him.
Please, Mr. Mickey, get in bed. I will help you. I have to hook you up with the monitor. Now back to bed so I can hook up your leads to the heart monitor. Ah, there you are. Just try to relax. It will be all right. The medicine is very strong and this does happen.
So you are telling me that Donald is not sitting in that chair and waving to you?
There is no one there. Try to get some rest.
Okay.
Just hit the call button if you need me.
You're very nice. Thank you.
You're going to be all right. Try to get some sleep.
Sure. Okay. But don't go too far.
I won't. I'll be right outside.
Come on, Mickey.
What?
Come with me.
Where? Why? Where are we going?
Oh, you'll see. You'll like it. Bum, da-da, 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 bum.
Final Curtain was written by Marvin Albert. It was directed by Bob Trissolini and featured Katie Cairo, Don Walker, and Dan Higgs. The stage manager was Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Final Curtain is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey. All rights reserved.